We're continuing our coverage of the federal budget today. While the budget did provide improvement in the superannuation sector, there are concerns about the gender pay gap and whole-of-life earnings for women. The Wire's Sarah Martin caught up with Helen Hodgson and Marie Coleman from the National Foundation for Australian Women to get their perspective on the budget.
Helen Hodgson, Associate Professor at Curtin University and a member of the NFAW Committee.
Marie Coleman, I chair the NFAW Social Policy Committee. I think what we need is a very wide-ranging program across a number of areas to deal with this fact of the gender wage gap, as well as how you look after people who are intermittently employed, the pattern that many women have. And I'm not there talking so much about a highly casualised workforce, but that pattern of women moving in and out of the role of domestic carers. Some blokes do, but it's mostly something that women do. There's nothing focused in this budget. Minister O'Dwyer has stated that she's going to bring down a women's economic security statement in September, which is going to address, we hope, workforce participation and retirement incomes and a couple of other things. But there's no indication at this point as to what the detail is going to be. And so far as I have been able to work out by asking some questions of her office, any money that is going to be required for September's announcement is in this stuff.
And we couldn't find it yet.
Well, there are a couple of line items which aren't specified yet as to what it, you know, every budget has some kind of contingency money tacked away. So that may be in contingency money, but there is no line item for the September statement. And we have to assume that judging from the minister's statement that she's put out for the budget, that a lot of the things that she thinks are going to be crash hot are already in the budget.
I would say that once we get to the point of combing right through the program level funding, what we'll find is that within the programs that the September statement will pull some things out and say, well, this program is specifically directed to do this, but it is not yet clear exactly how much is going in there. There is some truth to the point. Anything that assists low-income workers disproportionately improves a lot for women, because women are overrepresented in the low-income earning quartiles. But having said that, at the moment all the rhetoric is around saying, yes, because this is going to help low-income earners, then it will help women, and I haven't seen anything specific coming through.
So we just have to hope that there will be more action there. Now, I think the opposition has been working quite hard on this issue of gender wage gap and what sort of policies could respond to that, but I haven't seen any statements as yet from the government about it.
And remember, the WGEA has apparently suffered a cut.
Yes. Workplace Gender Equity Agency, which is quite a small agency, but does very valuable work, including a very important data collection. They've been cut in this budget.
And there's still no commitment to reintroducing the time use survey, which is the one which allows researchers to see how women and men are using their time in order to get data to develop policies to address some of these institutionalised inequities.
There were some investments announced in the social services portfolio around some longitudinal studies around families, yes, and things like that, but there certainly wasn't anything that revealed that kind of research, unfortunately.
This time use survey is something we've been agitating about for quite some time, because as people say, you know, what you don't count, you don't put a value on. Yeah. And you don't know how important it is. And
so the last one was over 10 years ago, 2007?
2007, I think.
Yeah. So given the changes to the workforce generally over that time, we really need to be able to see what effect that is having on work dynamic and the relationship between men and women in the way they use their time.
We did, as an organisation, we were very much involved earlier last year and through early part of this year in trying to lobby both the government and the opposition around the introduction of a time use survey. And the opposition has made a statement that if they were elected, they would bring in a time use survey, which we obviously welcomed. And we were both hopeful that there might have been something of that nature in this year's budget. Maybe it's going to be in the September statement.
Marie Coleman, Chair of Social Policy Committee with the National Foundation for Australian Women, alongside Helen Hodgson, who's an Associate Professor at Curtin University and a member of the National Foundation for Australian Women Committee, speaking with The Wire's Sarah Martin.